Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men close doors. They don't hold them open. Let me say it again. I say real men close doors. They don't hold them open. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." And guess what? That prey the enemy is looking for to devour is not only you, but also your marriage, your family, your calling, and even your legacy. Guys, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I have to make a confession. Yesterday, I had an argument with my wife, Tanya. She had told me that she was going to do something for me, and she didn't do it. And I became highly upset and started raising my voice, even after she accepted responsibility for it and admitted that I had every right to be angry. But for some reason, and now I know why, but didn't at the time, I allowed myself to hold bitterness and resentment in my heart towards her. Now, to her credit, Tanya allowed me to have my temper tantrum and trusted that God would speak to me through the Holy Spirit about the situation. And eventually, I would calm down and return to my senses. And of course, she was right. Now, there was one thing in particular that Tanya said to me that allowed me to petition God and, like David, ask him to examine my heart and test my anxious thoughts. That's from Psalm 139:23. And Tanya said, "Joseph, I know you're angry with me, and you have every right to be, and I take responsibility for that. But how is holding on to your anger going to help by provoking me to anger with you?" Ouch. And she was absolutely right. So after a night of God examining my heart, I wanted to know why, if my wife accepted responsibility, apologized, and continued to treat me with respect, why was I holding on to and harboring resentment towards her? Now, truth be told, even her offense against me didn't match the amount of anger I was holding towards her. But it wasn't until the next day, I'm talking about this morning, when we had our weekly marriage devotional. Yes, we still have devotional even when we're upset with each other. And God made it very plain and clear to me. And it's that although the enemy may come to tempt us with anger, bitterness, resentment, fear, doubt, insecurity, lust, alcohol, drugs, or whatever you want to fill in the blank, the enemy can't enter our hearts unless we hold the door open for him. See, temptation is not a sin. It's the holding and the opening of the door that is the sin, because we're inviting Satan in to wreak havoc in our minds, in our homes, in our marriages, and ultimately in our lives. Now, the best way I can attempt to explain this to you is to think about the last time you were entering into a building or store with a huge pull door. You've seen those doors, right? And they're kind of heavy and, right, you got to hold them open. Well, while you're approaching it, you notice that a woman approaching the door a few steps behind you. and you made eye contact with her. She made eye contact with you. You smiled, she smiled back, and you got to the door slightly before she did. Now, what did you do when you reached the door? Now, of course, if you were being a gentleman, you held the door open for her and allowed her to enter, because that's what your mom taught you to do for women, right? Now, and over the course of your lifetime, you've probably done it at least 1,000 times. And usually whoever the woman or even the man was, they usually smiled at you and they said, well, thank you. And you smiled back and said, you're welcome. So what does this have to do with anything? Well, during my devotional with Tanya this morning, we came across 1 Peter 5:8, and it said to be alert and of sober mind, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. At the end of the devotional, I asked Tanya this question: what do you think we do to allow the enemy into our marriage? And my wife said, we hold the door open for him. Wow. And that's when it hit me. I immediately saw in the spirit me seeing Satan approaching the door to my heart, my mind, and my marriage yesterday, and standing there and holding the door wide open, basically inviting him in to wreak havoc. When my wife accepted responsibility, apologized, and said she understood my feelings, that was God's sign for me to close the door shut. But I didn't do that. No, God, because I want bitterness to enter in. No, God, I won't close the door because I think I see resentment coming too. No, God, I think I'll keep this door open. I think I see unforgiveness running towards me. So you go ahead, God. I'll stay here and wait so I can hold the door open for Satan. Now, doesn't that sound ridiculous? But do you get it? Now, is that a little extreme? Well, maybe. But think about it in your own marriage. What little thing are you holding the door open for and allowing to enter in that is now has escalated into World War III with no sign of resolution in sight, that now requires counseling, a mediator, or God forbid, maybe a judge? The truth is, God has given us everything we need to fight the enemy. First of all, the battle was already won on the cross through Jesus Christ, so Satan has already lost. However, that doesn't prevent him from prowling around like a roaring lion looking to see who he can devour. But he doesn't have to devour you, your marriage, your family, your finances, your career, your destiny, or even your legacy, unless you hold the door open for him. Don't do it. Close the door, like I did last night, and keep it shut. And only open the door of your heart when God tells you to, and to whom God tells you to do it for. Because real men close doors, they don't hold them open. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you guys know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And who knows, if you submit one, we might actually read yours on the air. And this one comes from PSunday88. That's his ID name. He writes, real truth, simple yet challenging and useful content that is both practical and applicable to our daily walks of life. Thank you, Dr. Joe Martin, for this wonderful podcast. And thank you, PSunday88, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, like it did PSunday88, please let us know about it and help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders. And please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.